Okay. You've been diagnosed with heart disease, cancer, diabetes, autoimmune disease, or some other unresolved chronic condition. You've been through a slew of tests and diagnostic procedures, poked, prodded, stitched up, and drugged. Let's not forget the long office visits and cold exam rooms trying to piece together everything you've been told, while your internal monologue is saying, "Is this for real? Is this really happening?" You may have been running into dead ends in a maze of providers as you search for effective and affordable answers to your questions. Now what? For most people, becoming your own disease detective while dealing with a serious health issue can be too much to handle, especially on top of all your other responsibilities. Furthermore, medical jargon is often confusing and potentially stressful if you don't have a clinical background. In addition to your chronic health issues, you may be suffering from medical apathy, a learned helplessness that comes from seeing doctors who haven't helped you. Many people get stuck in a medical holding pattern and feel frustrated, lonely, and disconnected. Perhaps you have been told by different specialists and ologists that you have been dealt a bad hand, that your condition is genetic, or that you're just going to have to live with it. Perhaps you have a big folder full of test results, but still no answers. In some cases, you may have the wrong diagnosis. You have exhausted the best of what conventional medicine has to offer, more medications, and are now looking for real answers to your unresolved health issues. How often have you sat across from a doctor and felt as though you haven't been listened to or acknowledged as you try to figure out what's wrong with your health? You and your symptoms may have been brushed off as if what you feel and say don't matter. The lack of acknowledgement in that 7-minute visit is extremely frustrating. As a patient myself, I experienced the medical cold shoulder before the actual discovery that I had cancer. Perhaps you've been bounced around from doctor to doctor, trying to navigate all the sometimes conflicting information being thrown your way. Deciding which option is best for you isn't easy, especially when you're feeling far from your best. Don't get me wrong, there are wonderful practitioners out there. Unfortunately, it is more and more common for patients to feel brushed aside, confused, and in the dark as they're trying to restore their health and get their life back. Here's my advice. If your doctors are not willing to work with you, fire them. Hire new people to help resolve or control your condition, and use the information in this book to be your own advocate. Remember, statistics are about groups of people, not you. The information in this book will help you become your own statistic. While studying the latest research on the mechanisms of disease, I realized how difficult it must be for people without the necessary time, knowledge, or background to find and interpret useful information, and to be able to use it to create a personalized protocol to rebuild. My journey through a health catastrophe pushed me further into the research and allowed me to break it down into easy-to-understand language for you. I wrote this book so others could benefit from what I learned during my rebuild. Many people diagnosed with a disease do not have the resources to understand their illness, rebuild from it, and prevent a recurrence. You do. You have this book. Your first step is understanding your disease or chronic health issue and what caused it. That is covered in Chapter 1. Chapter 2 asks you to assess your health to identify a baseline from which to rebuild. And for those of you who want more information on a topic, I have included details in the form of Z-notes placed throughout the book to provide additional science and/or further research. You can also choose to skip over those sections and continue reading. Chapter 1. Anatomy of Disease. In centuries past, the leading causes of death were the result of poor sanitation and infectious diseases. Countless people died from smallpox, yellow fever, malaria, and dysentery, among many other causes. Since the accidental discovery of penicillin and the manufacturing of vaccines and other forms of biotechnology, these infectious diseases are not the prevailing reason for our current suffering, though they still exist. Today, a poor state of health for many is self-inflicted. I know that's tough to hear, but it's true. You may have been told that the cause of or reason for your chronic disease or condition is unknown, or that it runs in your family.